I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, February 12th. There were 31 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday. The active case total is 259. Quincy's positivity rate is down to 4.5%, and the two-week daily average has dropped to 29.8. Quincy remains in the red category on the state's risk assessment map, and there have been 145 deaths. Right now, no CVS stores in Quincy will be giving out COVID-19 vaccinations. The pharmacy chain is rolling out vaccines beginning today for people who make an appointment. CVS stores in Braintree and Randolph are giving out vaccines beginning today. Quincy Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane has announced he is seeking re-election this year. Kane said he will run for the two-year seat that he has held since 2016. Kane says he wants to bring a municipal broadband service to Quincy. Kane is also a co-founder of the Quincy-based startup company Cubic Labs that works with business entrepreneurs. Quincy Asian Resources will host its 33rd annual Lunar New Year celebration this Sunday, virtually due to the pandemic. Quincy Access Television is partnering with the organization to produce the celebration from 11 to 12:30 on multiple outlets, including Channel 8, QATV.org, our social media platforms, and Quincy Asian Resources website and social media platforms. The celebration will mark the Year of the Ox. Interfaith Social Services of Quincy will once again host a virtual Stop the Stigma 5K road race this spring to raise funds for their New Directions Mental Health Counseling Center. Early registration is underway already for the race, which will be held April 26th through May 2nd. Participants are encouraged to run their own race and then submit their videos and photos as they raise funds for the center. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Friday, February 12th.